I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I'm very consistent. I'm a very stable genius.
I don't know about him.
Mark Cox, the Mark Cox Morning Show, weekdays 5 a.m. to 9 a.m. right here in 97.1. Hillary Clinton, 21% front runner if she were in the race right now. Mark, what do you think about that?
Fascinating, isn't it? And you know the thing, Annie, and good afternoon to you. I looked at that poll this morning with shock and awe. And then I clicked on the link to the poll, and I looked at who they talked to. And it's an online poll, so I don't know how scientific it is. But according to their own research, about 30% of the people that they talked to identified themselves as Republican, which I thought was interesting because the media is portraying it as they polled Democratic voters. But unless these are Republicans that are going to vote Democrat, I don't know who these people are. So I don't know to put much stock in that or not. I'll tell you who is happy about it. It's probably Hillary Clinton because she's looking for an excuse to run.
You think she really wants to run? I mean, you think that there is real thought in her brain that she might go up against Donald Trump again in 2020?
I think there is. I would go so far as to say there is an alien inside of her ready to crawl out. She wants to run so bad. Having said that, I also think she's scared to death again to lose. I mean, I really think in the back of her mind, Donald Trump occupies space in her brain.
She didn't lose the first time.
She would implode if she lost to him again.
What is the next book? What really happened? I mean, I don't understand. I don't understand the risk worth taking for her to get back in, but being on the tips of people's tongues and in the front of people's minds is valuable to her. She doesn't wield the power and authority she used to when she was a Secretary of State or Senator or First Lady or whatever she was at any given time. She didn't have anything anymore other than winning the popular vote but losing the actual vote that matters.
She and Bill are not hurting financially, but losing that presidential race has basically bankrupted the Clinton Foundation. I mean, people don't donate to it anymore because there's no political clout that goes behind it. It was basically one big walking quid pro quo organization. I'm waiting for Bill Barr to open that investigation.
So let me ask you about Bill Barr, because he had sat down today and was speaking with the Wall Street Journal a little bit, and he has had a lot to say in regards to what the IG report is. It seems as though he respects the IG report for the substance that it provides, but it is not at all near the totality of where this post-Russia collusion Mueller investigation, post-investigation is going. There's a lot more there, and he seems pretty calm and chill about the whole thing.
Bill Barr scares the death out of the left. He's got him scared to death for one reason. And primarily it's this. If you read the IG report, the conclusion that it draws is that, well, we talked to James Comey and Loretta Lynch and Sally Yates and Dana Bonte and all these Obama administration officials, and all of them told us that there was no political consideration behind this, and we couldn't find any evidence otherwise, right? Hold on. Guess what? My alarm's going off here for your phone call. Hang on. Let me turn that off.
We're a little early.
Annie Fry's
the noise
you
hear in the background.
Yeah.
That's
fine.
Noise. Sorry. So that's the IG report. He interviewed all of these Obama administration officials, and they all told him, there was nothing political here. And he didn't find, he said, any evidence to prove otherwise. Well, here's the catch. What's started this entire investigation was a tip from an FFG, and that's a friendly foreign government. What Bill Barr knows, I think, because what Durham's uncovered is what was behind that tip from a friendly foreign government. And I think that's where the bias lies. So what we're going to find out next is the facts from outside the Department of Justice. All we know now is that there were 51 violations and 9 outright lies in those FISA applications. And now we're about to find out where the original idea got planted from outside of the government, maybe because of a suggestion that led to this entire investigation.
Well, okay. So, Mark, I want to shift gears here a little bit because that story is going to continue going into the future here. 2020 for you, in your crystal ball, what do you expect, just the overview of the first, second, third quarter of 2020 to look like, politically speaking, for Donald Trump, for the Democratic race and the primary going into the general election?
Wow. We'll start with January. January is going to be another shift show in the United States Senate. I think the Democrats will beg to get that over with by the end of January because, of course, by the time we get into March, the beginning of the second quarter, they're knee-deep in Super Tuesday and all of these elections across the country leading up to their Democratic convention. And what they've now guaranteed is that at least 4 of their4 of their candidates are going to be tied up in the Senate for most of the month of January in an impeachment trial.
Yeah,
they could end up midway through the second quarter of 2020 with still no clear candidate with enough votes to go into their convention and win.
You have any concern at all that Donald Trump struggles winning re-election in 2020 as of Tuesday, December 10th of 2019?
Well, I am not in the camp that he's going to run away with this, but I do see a scenario where, unlike the last time around, he wins both the popular vote and the electoral college.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see. One last question I want to get your thoughts and opinions on here. We've been having this discussion on the show, and I've had it on the show Facebook page. And it's about gift exchanges, and I think I saw you might have cast a vote in that poll, and I don't remember which way you went. But the question is, if you have a gift exchange, maybe it's with people in your family or coworkers, and let's say you set the budget at $30, do you think that everybody participating in that gift exchange is supposed to spend $30, or do you think they're supposed to acquire a gift that is priced $30 or says the value is $30? But hey, if you get it half off, you can get out of there with spending $15 instead. What's the right thing to do? We need to know, Mark.
Oh my, pressure's on.
Yeah.
I don't want my coworkers who might get a gift to be listening right now. But if I can get a $30 gift for $10, guess what you're getting for Christmas?
$10 gift.
Absolutely.
That's all right. That's good. I don't really know that there is a correct answer, but it seems as though it's something that people are extremely split on, both on my Twitter and on my Facebook. They were within like 55, 45 or so of each other. And Twitter said, spend the money. And Facebook said, save the money. So it's kind of an interesting way it broke up. So glad to get your input on there.
Absolutely. Yeah. No, that's a no-brainer to me. If I can save a few bucks here or there, why not?
How conservative of you. Mark
Absolutely.
Cox.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Of the Mark Cox Morning Show weekdays, 5 a.m. to 9 a.m. Go like his Facebook page at facebook.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.